It's time to get up with Cass and Vodge on HIT.
At breakfast.
For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Cass, good morning. Can you hear anything?
Not yet.
You can't hear a thing. What about now?
No. Oh, there we go. We're getting warmer.
That's okay. Well, you know, it is your first show. We haven't used those headphones for a little while, so...
Yeah, just warming them up now.
That's okay. Hey, big fire last night kept a lot of people warm.
Yeah.
That, where is it? Tea Gardens, I think it was. That big Uluru shape thing. You know, I use that as a marker to know when to turn off the highway.
Oh, do you?
Well, yeah. I don't now.
Well, no, it's, you know, it was like a bit of a, just off the Pacific Highway, there was a fire just north of Newcastle.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
But do you know what? It's a real shame because they were trying so hard to sell that.
Were they?
Yeah, I saw the for sale signs for ages. So, I mean, I hope it was insured. I'm not saying anything untoward, by the way. I'm just saying I hope it was insured.
Well, yeah. No, it looks like a bit of an icon up there. I've never seen it personally. Now
oh, really?
I never will.
Well, I've been in there. It's great. I think I bought a pasty from there once.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was great. It was real late. Hey, coming up, we've got Dean McCarthy, who's going to give us some entertainment goss. A little bit about what's going on in Hollywood, and I know he's got an exclusive with a superstar.
Yeah, it's pretty juicy, actually, isn't it?
A former Jedi, if you like.
These little hints.
I don't mind saying that. Also, after 6:30, we have got a gift from ARB to give away as part of their opening on Saturday. They got their grand opening, so
yeah.
We've got a fantastic camping chair that you could win. All you got to do is call us up and play a game of Where Are I? Where Are I? Where am I?
Where am I? Guys, we know what we're talking about. It's a game of Where Am I?
You know what you're talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. Welcome to the show. Oh, God.
Morning.
It's 6:05.
Cass and Vodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie on HIT.
Cass, you came in yesterday at 8 o'clock. You tapped Caleb on the shoulder. You gave him his marching orders, which I thought was quite cool.
Yeah, I was a little bit, you know, military style. I was like, what's up, Caleb?
Yeah, I think he was expecting it anyway, so he's okay.
He's all right. Yeah, look, he came in bright and early, just before 8, right?
Yep.
You were here, you know what?
Yeah.
5 o'clock, sorry. And I just said, hey, Caleb, I think that's my seat, politely. Mm. And he was a little bit sad because he had finally got the seat, he'd got the headphones, he was sitting opposite you, he was feeling good.
Well, he looked at me for guidance. He like, you know, am I getting up? Am I sitting down? Are you going to take my side? Are you going to fight for me? No, I didn't.
Is this
do
girl
it.
Legit?
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've come in and, yeah, I just came in a little bit earlier. This was supposed to be my first day, actually, which it is for the whole show.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to be here. And, yeah, we're about to talk about some pretty exciting stuff as well. So,
well, we've got big guests after 7:30, which I'm excited about. Which
you can't really contain yourself.
I can't contain myself. It's too mental. I can't control it. We've also got stuff. We've got to give away an ARB camping chair a little bit later. And we've talked to Dean, who's got an exclusive.
Yeah.
We'll say it. I mean, you know.
Do you want to?
Yeah, why not?
One, two, three. Ewan McGregor.
There you go.
Why did you do it without me?
You ruined it. You told them the secret. Dean's going to hate you.
Oh, Dean.
No,
lovely.
No, he's not. He's not. He's not going to hate
yeah,
you.
Yeah, guys.
He's lovely.
Definitely want to stick around for that because...
So you came in an hour early, really. I mean, you came in for the last hour of the show.
Yeah, and then it's only an hour.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, it was still fun. It was a fun way to do it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Loved
no
it.
No one was expecting it. Not
Except
even our boss.
Not even Caleb. Oh, yeah, not our boss. Caleb was a bit shocked.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to have a lot of fun. We got loads to look forward to in the cover. I'm going to take you kayaking around Pelican Point.
I just feel like I saw a rock yesterday and I thought that was Pelican Point.
No, Pelican Island.
And, Pelican Island.
Yeah, and there's loads of crabs on there and stuff, so you can go and just, like, you know, run with the crabs.
Oh, yeah, make some friends. I have no friends yet, so they can be my friends.
Can't promise I won't leave you on the island, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you're just being nice now and tomorrow it's all going
to
switch.
No, it's all going to go back to me being horrible because that's the kind of person I am.
I feel like I need some backup.
Yeah, no.
Cass,
we got a couple of little guinea pigs on the line.
Yeah.
Can you please tell us what we're playing for today?
So we are playing for the ARB camping chair that's up for grabs.
Yes.
Now, do you want to know the question?
Not just yet, no. So we've got the people on the line. Now, obviously, ARB have just relocated, okay? The ARB 4x4 Accessories, Port Macquarie, now on Hastings River Drive. Get to their grand opening this Saturday. It is going to be massive. We're going to take Gemma first. Let's have a little goosey here. Gemma, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks. Good, thank you.
How's Foster this morning?
It's a bit cold.
Oh, it's all right. You've got all those beautiful beaches to look forward to. It's going to be about 21, 22, so it'll come good. You love your four-wheel driving? Do you do any of that?
Not so much four-wheel driving, more just some camping.
Oh, beauty. Well, a camping chair would do you the world of good, I guess.
Yeah.
These are very comfortable, very durable. Cass has got a question she's going to ask you. If you get it right, you'll win this camping chair. If you don't, sadly, we'll have to go to the next caller. Are you ready to go?
Okay.
Okay, Gemma, so this is the question. West of the home of Akubra Hats, where the Macleay River and George's Creek meet, I can take my four-wheel drive across the six river crossings. ... Where am I?
Near Kempsey?
Specifically?
Close.
Oh, no idea.
Oh, Gemma.
Unfortunately, Gemma, I'm sorry. We need the specifics, but look, thanks for having
good
a crack
try,
at
though,
it.
Gemma.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take the next caller along. Oh, we've got Lachlan in Kempsey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, mate. How are you going?
Hey, Lachlan.
Yeah, good.
Now, we just asked the question. You've got a bit of a head start, which is lucky for you, but you were second on the list, so you could have missed out just as easily. Could you please ask the question again, Cass?
Yeah, okay. So, west of the home of Akubra Hats, where the Macleay River and George's Creek meet, I can take
George's
my...
George's Junction.
Oh, that was quick. I was doing a little poem over here, and you yeah, nice work.
Well, there we go.
I've been there a few times.
Oh, this bloke, yeah. Well, let's see what. You got yourself a brand new ARB camping chair, and nothing but quality comes out of that place. So well done to you, mate.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
All good. Stand the line. We'll grab your details. We'll get you this chair. Tell you, Cass, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Quick.
So ARB 4x4 Accessories, Port Macquarie, now on the Hastings River Drive. Get to their grand opening this Saturday, guys.
Beautiful.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Cass, I'm super excited. You get to meet Dean McCarthy for the first time. Dean, good morning to you.
Good morning. Hi, Cass.
Hey.
Wow.
How you going?
I am so well. You and I are going to be best friends by the end of the week. I'm bringing you the freshest, juiciest Hollywood news every day.
And that's the real reason I'm here. This is all I've been looking forward to.
Oh, wow. Okay, no.
Yeah, sorry, Bodge.
I understand how this goes. That's fine. Dean... I understand there was a bit of a break in interest. I think we start with the rough one first.
Yeah.
There's something involving the law and French Montana and his home.
Now, okay, this is what happened. This is actually pretty scary. So this morning, French Montana, who is, of course, rapper, he used to date Khloe Kardashian. He's had some really big hits. He's worked with J-Lo. His home in Calabasas was broken into by two armed gunmen today. Early hours of the morning.
Ah.
The police are still there. No one has been hurt. The police are still there investigating. What's really interesting, now, I know where he lives because my old boss actually lives really close to there. Anyway, so let me describe it. So he lives in a mansion, okay, and it's in a gated community, okay, and then in that gated community is within another gated community.
Oh, right.
He actually lives near Justin Bieber. So basically you have to go
name dropping.
Gated community. Yeah, it's a very fabulous area, right? You drive in, and then when you're inside, there's mansions, and then you go in, and there's another gate, and you go within that gate. And that is where French... So we don't know how these men managed to get past security. The security guards are going to be in a lot of trouble today because, you know, they pay a fortune to live in such a safe neighbourhood.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. I'll keep you posted as we learn more.
I don't even think the Pope is that highly guarded.
Yeah.
Well, he's got maybe a couple of walls, but that's crazy town.
But, Bodge, this is Khloe Kardashian's ex we're talking about, so that's why.
Yeah. I mean, fair enough. I mean, if it was Khloe, I'd understand it. The big stuff, though, this is huge. You got to chat with a real-life Jedi.
Oh, my goodness. Last night, caught up with Ewan McGregor at the red carpet world premiere of Christopher Robin. Now, if you grew up watching Winnie the Pooh and loved Winnie the Pooh, you're just going to love this film. It's called Christopher Robin, It comes out this month in Australian cinemas. And basically, Christopher Robin is all grown up, and he is played by Ewan McGregor. But in the film, all of his friends, Winnie and Tigger and Piglet, they all come back into his life. And
aww,
what's really gorgeous about this film, it's a very layered film. There's some really beautiful themes in there. It's not just for kids at all. And it's not just for adults, actually. It's for everyone. And, you know, I want, but what was interesting is because when he's acting, Winnie and Tigger, they're all animated. So he's acting to an animated toy.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Anyway, check it out. I had to ask him, how did you make this so real? Check it out.
As an actor, what was it like working against these essentially puppets as characters?
Well, they weren't puppets. That was the funny thing. There was teddy bears that they looked exactly like the one, like their counterparts in the movie. But they weren't.
You're right.
They didn't move or talk or anything. They weren't puppets as such. So, but Mark cast a really good troupe of young actors who played each part, and they were so enthusiastic and good fun to play with. And they would, if you ad-libbed, they would ad-lib back. And so there was a freedom to it, which was really nice. I never felt restrictive.
That's incredible. So basically, even though, like, you would expect that actors would struggle a little bit if they're not acting with other people.
Yeah.
I know Ian McKellen, when he was doing The Hobbit, he hated using the green screen. It really, like, it affected his acting.
Yeah.
He still did a good job, but I guess Ewan McGregor with Star Wars and things like that, he's had a lot of practice with it, so he got around it.
Oh, it's such a good movie as well. He did a phenomenal job, and it's honestly, he interacts with Winnie and that, like, they're actually there. It's very, very, very well done.
Yeah.
So have you seen the film already?
Yeah, I stayed last night. Yep.
Oh, Dean, I'm jealous because I've seen the trailer for it. It looks incredible.
And yeah, and Margot's in it. Is Margot Robbie in it?
Margot Robbie's not in it, no.
Oh,
no, it was the other
Cass,
one.
Come on.
I mean,
mate,
am I asleep? What, she's in a movie similar.
Oh, no, do you know what I reckon? I reckon this is going to be...
She was in Peter Rabbit.
Oh, God.
I reckon this is going to have a similar feel to, like, Finding Neverland or something like that. Am I near the money?
Are we both
wrong?
You
go see it. Go and check it out.
All right,
Dean. We're going to have to see it. Thanks, Dean.
That's how nice he is. He's not going to tell me I'm wrong. He's just going to be gentle about it. I love you, Dean. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Cass and Vodge for Harvey Norman Port Macquarie on HIT.
Turn Caleb. No, I'll turn your mic on.
Hello.
Do you notice how we called you Intern Caleb?
Yeah. I've noticed. I've gone back.
We dropped it yesterday because I thought that you had you'd evolved. I thought, you know what, we'll call him just Caleb now.
And graduated.
Cass, yeah, Cass was all about it. She's like, yeah, that's great. And now I've informed Cass about I trusted you.
Okay.
I trusted you with something and you broke my trust.
Your own decision to follow me into the wilderness. And it hasn't worked out in your favour.
Do you see this, Cass? The betrayal.
He's using these fancy words.
You're a grown man. You could have made your own decision. You didn't have to take my advice.
This is about none other than the MasterChef final.
Now, I don't watch MasterChef.
Neither do I.
Watch MasterChef. I watched the first season with Poe and all that in it, and I thought, this is all right. And
Poe was good.
Yeah, and then I thought, well, I don't watch it. But then Mr. Pipes Up over here comes over and he goes, I got a mate that knows a mate that worked on the show, and apparently they've already wrapped up production. They know who's won. And
well, they do finish the show a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and he's like, "Oh, Sportsbet have got Ben someone or other to paying $4.50," and I'm like,
"Decent odds."
Yeah, it's decent odds. And then you said he'd already won it, and that Sportsbet.
That's what I'd heard.
Okay, listen, I see both your points. What I need you guys to do is to both give me 2 points each because I'm sick of this. I'm sick of hearing this.
Okay, Cass.
About why it isn't your fault, because it's both of your fault.
Okay.
Let's just be honest.
I'll do it.
Okay, I'll give you 5 seconds. Caleb, you're second.
I didn't ask.
You want to be first.
I didn't ask for the information. He came to me and said, MasterChef winner has already been done. He's paying $4.50 on Sportsbet. Jump on it. My mate's done it. It's easy money. I don't normally do any of that gambling stuff.
That's 1 point.
Yeah, so
I didn't tell you to take my advice on board. Use your money and gamble responsibly.
How has Cass got control of the situation?
Okay.
You didn't have to follow me.
I still gambled responsibly.
I just gave you a bit of advice. I didn't say you had to follow it.
And to any kids listening, never gamble ever with anything. Always work hard for your money and spend it on responsible
And don't
things.
Believe your so-called friends or interns, I guess. And also...
Are you on my side?
No, that was a little teaser just to, you know, get you guys on your toes. It's your money. Jason, Bodge, you really shouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you're a stitch up in the corner over there.
No, I lost money too, more than what he did. Yeah.
He's honest. He lost the money. Bodge, it's your fault.
We're leaving it there.
Yeah.
Oh,
done deal.
Stuffed.
Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie on Hit.
Very good morning to you, Cass. I've got something special for you this morning.
Yeah. Okay, tell me.
Did you ever watch Cheese TV?
Maybe when I was in and out of naps at kindergarten and my brother forced me to watch it.
Okay, look, I've got, you can hear them in the background. I've got two legends of television, Australian icons.
Who's that blasphemer there, huh? Who is that blasphemer that said the Toasted TV was better than Cheese TV? Oh, my God.
I must have been asleep. No, sorry, guys.
That's right. Jade
Thank
and Ryan.
Thank you very much, but quite frankly, I'm uncomfortable with this interview. I would like to get another female host, please.
It's her first day and I'm nearly with you there, but I think that we can educate her. I feel like
okay,
she needs
let's have a crack. Let's have a crack. She's a millennial.
She is a millennial. She wasn't around.
God, this is a lesson.
That's how old we are.
Look, I feel for her because what's happened is she missed out on... I was there for the very first episode of Pokemon, mate. I was there. I was there when Goku went Super Saiyan for the first time. We all went to school and Jade and Ryan weren't just household names. They were known school-wide. We knew them.
They were heroes.
It's true. It was a total nightmare. We couldn't move at all. As soon as we saw kids, we were like, oh, God.
I know. Well,
hide.
National treasures, if you will, Cass.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank God on you, Jason. Thank you, sir.
That's all right. They've been away for a while.
Yes.
I've seen a little bit on the Cheese TV page, but now the Jade and Ryan page is up and about. You got a new show. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, it's something that's been in the works for a while. We basically needed some really, really good technology and we needed some good people around us. And we've met a lot along the way and we met a guy called Adrian Davis, who's a wonderful fellow.
Legend.
We love
and,
him.
And he helped us out with getting our own show together. And it's still, you know, in the birthing kind of process.
Yes.
We're still finding our way.
Yes, he's helped us along the way. Well, mainly helped us get out of cryogenics because it was very bloody cold in there. It's 50,000 degrees minus.
Hey.
In there. So that's how cold you are. You ever taken a cold shower? That's how pissed off you are.
No.
So we needed a couple of years just to thaw on out. And look, here we are. It's been a lovely little ride.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to have a little bit of fun and give a little back. We're going to be on YouTube. And Facebook.
That's Adrian, by the way.
Jade and Ryan.
He's like our Alfred, the butler, you know?
Jade and Ryan sit in front of the camera and do their stuff, but they don't know where it's going.
That's right.
We like to keep ourselves kind of extremely naive to all of this thing, because it comes out natural when we don't know
things and people have to tell us. Ryan's really good at that.
Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, because we want to give people a little bit of a break from us. We want to keep ourselves a little bit of a rarity. We want people to doubt whether we actually exist or not, you know what I mean? Because when we had our little break from doing TV, people actually thought that we were mythical species, like, seriously. Like,
it's true.
Gnomes. Like, people are scratching their heads going, did that even happen? Was there a Jade and Ryan?
I was like, Mum, was I even late for school? And she's like, yeah, you were late for school. Dragon Ball Z did that. Am I allowed to still call myself a cheeseoid? Is that okay?
Of course you are, my friend.
That's all right, man. I love it up there. I love it up in the mid-north coast.
Yeah. If you guys are sick, we'll fill in for you.
Well, that was where I was going next with this.
That's our next question.
I think we would really like to do that. It's a separate discipline, though, because Jade and I can come on and we can make things up and we can basically put a few sentences together, you know, and we can talk and we've got a good chemistry together. Radio is a separate discipline, which we would love to explore, but we would really, really need some practice with it. You know, I think that Jade and I get a little bit put off sometimes by the fact that it's a very important gig and you've got to be very sharp and you've got to be responsible and all that sort of stuff. But, I guess we could wander into that paddock.
It's I think the podcast helps. The podcast helps.
It does. It's pretty much like its own radio show.
Absolutely. I think we could give it a
100%.
Crack.
Yeah. They're being modest, Cass.
Yeah.
They would friggin' dominate the airwaves, and they know it. I'm actually scared for what they could do if they wanted to do it.
I wouldn't want to step on Kyle and Jackie O's toes.
They don't have toes anymore.
You know, if you knew a few people in radio that you wanted to set us up with, you could bring back Cheese TV on the radio.
Cheese radio.
You leave that with me. You leave that with me.
Okay. There you go. There's a challenge for you, pal. If you want to help us out, go for it.
I think it's going to be a thing, you guys.
I reckon what we do is we throw to a break before I wet myself with excitement. We come back.
Yeah.
We play this game. We need them to help us launch this game as well.
I'm ready. I think I'm going to go okay.
All right.
It's a new segment, you guys, so make sure you stick around. Right.
We'll be back shortly. Hit FM, Cass and Bodge and Jaden Ryan.
Cass and Bodge. Breakfast. The new way to wake up on the Mid-North Coast. Hit FM.
All right, let's go.
Hit FM with Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. We are back with Jade and Ryan. It has been a good first show. What do you reckon, Cass?
I am loving it. And I
bet you are.
I think that you're literally the most excited I've ever seen you.
Well, I'm...
Oh, isn't that cute?
No, hang on. She's known me for about 48 hours, so that's not going
to... It says something.
It's not a big deal. Every Wednesday, what we're going to do now is we are going to get callers on the line to play a little game. We play cartoon intros, a segment of it, just a tiny little bit, once they're on the line, and we get them to try and guess what it is. I thought, who better to launch this than the kings of the 90s and the noughties, Jaden Ryan, famous of Cheese TV, and now with an even bigger show. Like, this is just the beginning. Gentlemen, we've got a short little bit of audio that we want you to have a listen to. And
okay. We
need you to try and pick the cartoon just from a little bit. Here we go.
All right.
I really hope I get this right, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope you guys are good at this.
Here we go.
We should be.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Will Smith?
Yeah. Oh, no. I got it.
Will Smith?
Is that his guess?
Is that the Men in Black?
It is the Men in Black. It's the Men in Black. I knew they would.
Ah, biggity boom.
Well done, JD. I'm glad I whispered that into your ear and said, say this.
Yes. One down, baby.
No, that's it. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like three or ten or something.
I was like catching up on my 80s ones, Asavo and stuff.
I want more.
We didn't want to stress you guys out. We gave you one. You nailed it.
Thank you. I'm glad I passed.
The audience is going to have a little bit more difficulty because they're not going to be G'd up. They're not going to be as well educated as these boys, Cass.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so this is easy for them.
I've never heard that about us before.
Educated.
Yeah. That's new. I like it. Thank you, Jason.
That's all right. I've also had about 7 coffees, so, I mean, I will say some nice things about anyone, even Cass here.
Oh, I don't know.
Wow. And she said she liked toasted TV before.
Gentlemen,
social media is huge these days. You're on all of it.
It is, man. Yeah, we're lucky to have some good people around us who push us in the right direction.
Because
Ryan and I were a little old school on the old taking selfies. I just call it a picture. Facebook, YouTube and Instagram, Facebook, Jaden Ryan.
And also, look, if you want to get to our website or send us an email, for instance, you can go to mailbag@jadenryan.com.au. We're on YouTube, we're on Instagram. I think that's Jaden Ryan TV if you want to get us on Instagram. And, look, we're back on the beat, baby.
That sounded so hip, lover.
I know, I just spilled out of my mouth.
Wow.
Hey, listen, guys.
You still got it.
Thank you very much for interviewing us. We had a wonderful
time. This has been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, guys.
Ryan Lappin, Jade Gatt, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a great day out there, guys.
Sarah on the phone from War Hope. Sarah.
Hello.
How are you? Doing well?
Yeah, I'm doing well.
Okay, well, you've got the opportunity to win $250.
Okay.
Are you feeling confident this morning?
To be honest, not really.
Okay, well, that's all right.
That was a hard question.
You might have to turn that radio. You might have to turn that radio down in the background though, because I can hear myself, and no one wants to hear my voice. No one wants to hear that.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's all good. Well, what's going to happen is we're going to give you 10 seconds. We're going to ask you a question. You've got to give us 5 answers in that time, okay?
Okay.
Cass.
All right.
Do you want to ask
you ready?
The question?
Yes.
Okay, so the question we have is, please name any 5 types of salmon.
Atlantic, smoked salmon. I've got no idea.
Sockeye. That's okay. It was a bit of a tough one, I won't lie.
That was hard. Should I blame you, Bodge?
We might, yeah, well. You know, there's actually a kind of salmon called chum salmon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not very nice. There's pink salmon, there's coho salmon, there's sockeye, there's chinook.
And there's king.
Yeah. Well, king is chinook.
Okay.
Oh, Chinook. You're saying a fancy name. Yeah, well, honestly, you probably could have said any name, Sarah.
If you'd said John West, I would have accepted it. Okay. I know that doesn't really count. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks for playing though, Sarah.
Thank you.
The connection wasn't very good there. I could hear like crackling. We could put it down to that, I guess.
I know. It's not her fault, honestly. That was hard.
No, it's okay. Well, it's, do you know what? So, and I will say this. Someone had a dig on social media last night. I won't say who it was, but they're like, oh, the questions are too hard. They need to be easier. Well, no. No, they're not. They're not meant to be easy. Otherwise, we'd give away money every single day, and that's not the idea.
We need to keep getting that money up.
Yeah.
So tomorrow it's...
Yeah, it's $260.
$260.
But if it was easy, it wouldn't get up higher and higher, and it caps at $1,000.
Yeah.
I want someone to win it when it gets to $1,000.
Yeah, it'd be so worth
it. So I'm going to keep asking questions, and I hope you do the same. We pick ones that are challenging.
Yeah, well... To me, that was very challenging.
Yeah.
You could have really said any name. You could have said gold, silver, rose gold, and it would have been it.
That's the 5 and 10 in any case. For Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie, two great locations, Cass.
Yeah.
High Street, Morehope, Hort Street, Port Macquarie.
Cass and Broach. The new way to wake up on the Mid-North Coast. Hit FM.
Such an appropriate song, Pink's Secret. Everyone does have a secret. Cass and Bodge here for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. And we unveiled one almost accidentally yesterday, did we not, Caleb? Come on, mate. I know you're having a rest on the couch.
Oh, you sleep over there.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's so comfy.
Yeah, I know. It's very comfortable. Mm. And my teddy bear's over there, Arnold.
Yeah,
is.
I've been cuddling him.
Yeah,
I sat on that yesterday.
Why is there a hole in him now? What have you been doing? Don't be like that. Oi, we went out for...
Settle.
I know. We went out to Bonnie Hills yesterday for a little cup of coffee and a little bit of a feed, just a little bit of a debrief after the first show, because obviously Cass burst in from 8 o'clock, and that was a nice little surprise for us, except for you, because you got the tap on the shoulder and got
the boot.
Did you like it a little bit, though? Like, now we're friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
best friends.
See, the dynamic's a little bit different because no one quite knows who's on whose side. This is like the good, the bad and the ugly where it's a standoff nearly all the time.
And when there's three, there's always like two versus one, you know what I mean?
Kind of. And I feel like Caleb might be on my side with this one because you were frightened yesterday of a bird.
No, I wasn't.
In fact, every bird.
No, listen, come on, relax.
Even shadows of birds.
Oh, okay. So the secret's out. I legit have a problem with birds. I don't even think it's a fear. I think it's like a legit issue. And I think I really need to maybe go see a hypnotist or go do something about it because I did embarrass myself quite a bit yesterday, to say the least.
You ran and squealed at the shadow of a bird that was nowhere near us.
Okay, but you guys are scared of like spiders and cockroaches. Like,
I'm not scared of cockroaches.
Okay,
the big guys are
back. No, seriously. I'm scared of birds, which is fair enough because they could, you know, like fly at you, run around you.
Right, well.
Fly in your ear. Like, that's my biggest fear.
Fly into your ear.
The beak. Yeah, I'm sure there are other people out there who are also scared of birds.
13, 12, 16. I reckon we put this out there. Have you got an irrational fear? I've got a fear that's totally irrational that will make yours not seem as silly.
Hey, what's yours?
I'll tell you in a sec. But, Caleb, have you got an irrational fear?
I hate, like, heights.
Well, that's not...
And spiders
and cockroaches and all creepy crawlies.
I feel like that's kind of normal, though.
Mm.
That's kind of normal. Being afraid of every single bird, though, not normal. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Hey, we've been talking this morning about what we said was an irrational fear.
It's not irrational, but okay.
Cass's. No, that's okay. You're afraid of birds, every bird, any kind of bird.
Literally.
Not even like a little robin if it just jumped up next to you and was
it
just like
fly,
tweeted.
It can still attack you.
What if it looked up at you and it was just like, oh, mummy.
Look,
like,
I used to love birds, but they have betrayed mummy. They have like betrayed my trust, you know?
Yeah.
Attacked me too many times.
That's fair enough. Hey, look, we've got Mitch on the line from Port Macquarie. Mitch, good morning.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Look, have you got an irrational fear?
Yeah, mine's sort of like heights, but more on the... planes. I got married in November last year and we went on our supposed to go on our honeymoon to Thailand, but we got all the way to Sydney and our flight was about an hour away and I just had the worst panic attack and my wife, she was a bit upset and I ended up telling her to go to Thailand by herself, so she ended up going to Thailand for 2 weeks by herself.
Wow. Oh, Mitch, one of my best friends is the same as that, and it is actually quite serious. You just don't know what to do. You can't do anything about it.
I don't like flying. I don't think that's irrational, though. I don't like flying. We're not meant to be that high in the sky.
Either are birds.
I know. I was in a taxi, and I ended up going pale white and ended up vomiting in the taxi.
Oh,
no.
Mitch, I'm sorry about that.
I get the ears, like, no, don't do they don't just pop, but they get really, really sore. Like sometimes if I'm flying at a low altitude for too long, I get messed up. But Mitch, do you know what? I think you're fine, mate. I don't think that's an irrational fear at all. I reckon you're fine.
I agree, Mitch. That's horrible.
I get paid out, but I reckon it's just one of those. I don't think we're supposed to fly.
No, that you're absolutely right. We've been born with wings. But thanks for the call in any case.
Thanks, Mitch.
Hang on. You're still there, I think. Do you have something else to say, Mitch?
No, that's
it. Set you off. Look, we've also got Hope on the line. Hope, hang on a sec. Let's put her on. Hope, are you there?
Hey, Hope.
Hi, I'm here. How are you?
Hope, what's your... Oh, we're good.
We're good, thank you.
I think we're coming round to Cass's fear being not as irrational as we thought. What's your irrational fear?
It's birds.
Oh, yes! Yes!
I'm so scared and I can hear like a crow and I'm like slightly freaking out because I can't see where it is.
No, that's the thing. They come out of nowhere. They start flapping their wings, hovering.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and the crows at my work have all these like really scary white eyes and I get on the ground every time I see them.
What is this Game of Thrones stuff right here? You've got like...
Look at my arm hairs after she said white... eyes in the crows.
Right, you don't even want to...
I'm scared they're going to pick my eyes out.
Yeah,
see?
It's gross. You don't want to see her arm hair. It's foul. oh, sorry. I shouldn't have said foul because it's bird-related, isn't it?
Oh, no. They're lovely. No, Hope, I'm 100% with you. They are quite scary, and I don't think you're irrational at all.
There's only one bird. No, there's only one bird, apart from the pelican, which I've already said, and cassowaries, which have got, like, dinosaur feet, which can shred you to pieces. Oh. There's only one bird that I actually fear, and it's when magpie season's around. I don't know if you did, but when we were at school, we would get ice cream containers from the teacher because it was a really notorious... oval, and we'd get scared if we had to go across it to get home. So we'd get given ice cream containers to wear on our head, and we'd put string through. It was almost like an art and craft session, and we'd run across the oval.
That's just about the best thing I've ever heard. That's like safety precaution 101. I need that.
I'm going to wear that every single time I go out of the house.
And that's not standard. I thought this would be standard.
No.
Oh.
You went to a good school.
Well, we need some.
No,
I'm going to buy a helmet.
Yes.
They do nothing. I guarantee they do nothing. Hope, thank you for the call.
Thanks for the backup.
No, that's all right.
Hey, I reckon that I've been taught a lesson here that maybe birds and fears of birds aren't as bad as or irrational as I thought.
No way. Exactly. Thank you for agreeing.
Well, I didn't agree, but Caleb, what are your thoughts? Come on, mate. Just remember who's been there for you because we got two saying it's fine.
No, just remember who said get a chair and bring it up.
I don't like this situation I'm in.
Come on, mate. This is your opportunity.
Caleb, legit, I'm just going to warn you right now that sometimes the fear of birds can rub off onto people you're around, so it might rub off onto you.
So she's saying she's going to rub her fear off on you.
If you don't pick me.
I'm going to do other things to you.
You guys are weird. All right. No, Caleb, honestly.
It's down to you, mate. Say it now. 3, 2, 1. Is it weird or not?
It's not weird.
Cass and Rog.
The new way to wake up on the Mid-North Coast. Hit FM.